We are joined right now by a guard for the Golden State Warriors. He is a two-time NBA champion. 9 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist, plus a steal in last night's win. The man who nearly broke Twitter with that move on James Harden. He was the fourth pick in the 04 draft out of Peoria Central High School. He led Peoria Central to a pair of state titles. Houston at Golden State tomorrow night. Sean Livingston is my guest. Sean, good morning. It's so good to have you back. Sean, how are you?
Thanks for having me on, Jim. I'm good. Good after a win last night.
Boy, I'll tell you, Sean, what a win that was, too. Great, great game. In fact, before we talk about the game, can you tell me, Sean, what was the mood like among the team after that Game 2 loss and in preparation for Game 3?
Uncomfortable. Anytime, right, you don't like to lose the game. And I think we're kind of always at our best when we're uncomfortable. We have that appropriate fear. When you win a game, you go on a streak in the playoffs. You just kind of let your guard down, right? It's kind of human nature. It's human nature to let your guard down. And after a loss, we kind of reset. We hit the reset button and say, we go back and look at the film and say, where can we get better? And I think we just had to play harder and have pay more attention to the game plan.
Sean Livingston, my guest, I thought you guys came in with a different mentality, a different approach, and you went right at him. Sean, in terms of Steph Curry, in the media, there were all these questions about Steph, whether or not he was healthy, whether or not Houston was doing something to him. Was there any worry or any concern in your mind, or did you know it was just a matter of time before Steph got his and turned back into Steph?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of time. It's all about your mindset, Jim, really. In professional sports, it's 90% mental. Right? The game is, of course, you have to be healthy, and Steph is healthy. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't hit shots, it's, oh, Steph's not healthy. But if he's hitting shots, it's, oh, he's healthy again, right? I mean, that's just, how we think. But at the end of the day, it's really just about his mental, and Steph is great. He's always pushing forward. It's always next play mentality. He could be 0 for 10, 0 for 15, and still have the confidence to shoot like he's, shot 100%, right? And so it was just about, seeing a levee break and really just, shooting the ball and seeing the ball go in the hole for him. And that happened last night. And, the rest is history. You saw how he kind of, started dancing again and getting back to being himself.
Sean Livingston joining us. Sean, as I mentioned off the top, you had an absolutely filthy move on James Harden in the fourth quarter where you rocked him, you went behind the back, and then you blew right by him for an easy dunk. Can you take us through the play? What did you see, and then how did it feel when you pulled that off?
Firstly, it was one play, but it was just, me just being aggressive. I was probably happier just with the fact that I was aggressive last night. Getting 9 shots up, right? Hunting shots out there, and just trying to be a threat, so the defense has to be honest. And the main thing is, we're just coming down and I saw the lane kind of open up. Steph and Draymond were in the backcourt. Their guys, they weren't in the front court. So it was just kind of coming downhill in a one-on-one play. And I just, anytime I'm aggressive like that, I like my chances regardless, make or miss.
Sean Livingston, my guest. Sean, when you talk about your aggression, from the outside, it seems like it's been a really challenging season in terms of injuries to guys and the general wear and tear of 3
right.
straight finals runs and another deep run this postseason. But at the same time, Sean, it seems like you personally have been able to find another gear in the postseason. Is it just a matter of pacing through the regular season, or when the playoffs come around, does that adrenaline just kick in?
It really is. It really is, Jim. And I don't want to say the regular season doesn't matter. I don't play hard, right? But at the same time, we understand what we're playing for, and just, with my role on this team, a guy like Andre David, right? We played multiple seasons in this league, and we understand our roles, right? Why they have us here, our importance, our value, and it's around this time of year, right, where our value is multiplied. And so I think the main target is just to really be ready to keep yourself in good shape in the season. Make sure you're getting your rhythm, your reps. But health is of the utmost importance, and this is the time of year where, we train ourselves to be ready and in tip-top shape so we can, play as hard as we absolutely can.
Golden State Warrior Sean Livingston joining us right after a big game. You know, Sean, I want to go back to your roles and how different it is for this team and what the culture is like, but I want to ask you about that barn, that arena you play in. I mean, you've played in a lot of different arenas. How would you describe it when Oracle gets rocking the way it was last night? What's that noise like, and then how tough is that on the opposition?
It's just when we go on those runs, I mean, just the last 4 years I've been here, you know, every year, it's like we go on a run, and it's like it feels like the building is shaking, right? I mean, it's like, again, the floodgates open up, and it's just pouring down, right? You got shots coming from all over. You got dunks. I mean, we're getting out in transition. And, I mean, the number one factor in that is defense, Jim. It's like, you know, we lock in. Everybody's on a string. We're all connected. We're all trusting each other. And, you know, once we start those runs, obviously, you know, Steph is in there. You know, Steph and Clay are hitting threes from everywhere. You know, Andre, Draymond, they're getting dunks. And it's, you know, it's just rocking, man. And as an opponent, right, I mean, you have to really have some veteran guys to kind of settle in and you know, really try to take the air back out of the building because, you know, it's like you can't breathe in there. Everybody's yelling, screaming. I mean, it's like suffocating.
Sean Livingston joins us. Sean, you've been writing a playoff diary, the S-Dot Lounge for the Athletic. I think it's great. How are you enjoying that experience? What's that like?
Oh, it's awesome. Actually, I was supposed to write a third one. I didn't get a chance to do it, but, you know, that's coming soon. But it's just really just trying to be honest, right? Trying to be honest and open as much as possible, you know, with what's going on inside the locker room, you know, what I'm feeling as a player, you know, off the court, you know, as a family man, as a father, husband, you know, putting all those roles into one diary and just being honest and, you know, giving the fans some insight just to see what it's like under a playoff-type atmosphere.
I mean, it's so important, Sean, because the fans, one, they want to know, and two, they really don't know. They have no idea that
right.
In a lot of ways you guys are like the rest of us with similar
right.
kinds of things going on. It's great that you let them in like that. Sean, listen, I know you never want to make it about you, but I want to make it about you for a moment. For those who do not know, Zion Spencer is a high school basketball player in Chicago. He rolled his ankle, and then when they were evaluating the ankle, they discovered that he had bone cancer in September, and he had his right leg amputated below the knee. You heard about that story, and you hosted a game for him. What was your reaction when you heard that story, and then what was it like to spend time with him?
Oh, man, it was amazing. I mean, those are the type of stories that give you life. You know, just getting a chance to spend some time with him. I'm not sure. I think that was his first NBA game, but just seeing the look on his face, right, when KD comes up, Steph comes up, spend some time with him. You know, you come up and you talk to him, you get a chance to know his family. It's a heartbreaking situation, right? Because that could be any of us. That could happen to anybody. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we're not always in control of the cards we play. And, you know, for his situation, to go through that as a young kid, right? I mean, you know, we miss a shot. We think it's the end of the world as a player, right? You lose the game, it's the end of the world. But, you know, imagine going through something like that. So it humanizes things and really puts things into perspective for myself, for my family, my outlook. So, you know, it was amazing time just to spend with him. You know, we got to spend a day together, and I still keep in touch with him. You know, recently found out he got accepted into Morehouse College. So he's looking for scholarship funding right now. And, you know, just proud of him and try to keep those relationships and build because those are the things that last, you know.
Sean Livingston, my guest. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network and you saw that just awesome video, that's courtesy of the Players Tribune. I want to thank them for that. You know, Sean, that said, he is a LeBron fan. And when you were hosting him, he asked you if you faced the Cavs, or you asked him if you faced the Cavs in the finals, who are you going to root for? What was his response? And then what did you make of that response?
Right. I think we had a kind of a, you know, I don't want to say a bet, but, you know, kind of a, kind of a wager, you know, if LeBron had gotten to the finals, which, you know, I didn't think was going to happen after that first series, that, you know, definitely, and we were able to get there, then, you know, I would invite him back to the game because I know that's his favorite player. So I had to, you know, I kind of had to bust his balls a little bit, man, and, you know, and you know, talk a little trash when Steph came over, you know, telling him about how this was the LeBron fan and, you know, everything else. And he held he was a stand-up guy. He was a stand-up guy. So, you know, shout out to Zion for that. You know, he's definitely a LeBron fan, and he will let you know. And he let the whole team know in Oracle Arena, you know, which is not a popular vote.
I love it. And I know you respect that, Sean. Listen, before you go, one more thing about The Athletic. Your teammate David West did an interview with Marcus Thompson. And one of the things that he talked about was the fact that your locker room is an egoless group. He said, quote, "I've had to tell the young guys, y'all need to talk to some other people. Ask guys what it's like in other environments because this is not normal," end quote. I mean, how do you explain that vibe, Sean, that you have in that room? And then how unusual is it to have a vibe and a culture like that?
Man, that's a great question, because we were just talking about that. Myself, Andre, David, who else? JaVale McGee. I mean, you know, Nick Young, guys that have been around multiple teams, and you get a chance to see, right? I mean, it's like a swinging door. You know, if you're on a team for a while, you see guys, you know, come and go. And then, if you know, a guy like myself, been on, you know, a lot of teams, almost every team in the NBA, you see what locker rooms are like. You see what, you know, coaching, how coaching changes affect organizations and, you know, ownership all the way down to the players, you know. And it's like, you know, what we have here is special, obviously, going, you know, three straight trips to the finals. You know, a coach like Steve Kerr, GM like Bob Myers, those guys that, you know, care about people. Right. I mean, that's the number one thing I would say. I mean, it's hard in a professional sports, you know, to actually care about the players, to care about the people that you're around, because everybody is jockeying for position. Everybody is working, trying to work their way up the ladder. Right. And so it's unheard of. And so we talked to the rookies like, listen, you know, like, it's not going to be like this everywhere you go. You know, make sure that, you know, you're soaking up knowledge from, you know, the vets. Make sure you guys are working hard and doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, because, you know, again, one trade, one injury, things happen, you get shuffled and moved around. I mean, there's different environments out there, right? So we try to just kind of give them that knowledge and drop gems on them.
It's honestly the best description of the Warriors culture that I've ever heard. Sean Livingston's a two-time NBA champion. He was the fourth pick overall in the draft back in 2004. Houston's at Golden State tomorrow. Sean, I can't say how much I appreciate you or this relationship. All the years you've come on this program, to come on the night after a win like that is just awesome. Sean, I really appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Jim.
You're the best, Sean. Sean Livingston, my guest. Guy, he's been coming on the show so long. Love talking to Sean Livingston. What a class act. And, of course, my thanks to Sean and the guys who made that happen. Ray Ritter et al., the legend.